No doubt about it. But you know what? Your life has changed a lot since you finished your NFL career, and now you're a pretty good singer, and you got video out there. And we've been talking about your new song, "You Will Always Be My Girls," and what it all really means. But it basically all comes down to the concussions that you suffered in the NFL.
Yeah, you know, it's not. I'm not to say I'm surprised that the song has really hit a nerve, but you know, it was more of a therapeutic process for me to, you know, to co-write this song and to write this letter to my daughters that the song came, you know, to my daughters and wife that the song came from. And you know, if it can be used to you know, to help people and to bring hope, then it truly is makes me feel like it was written for a reason. And it does. It comes from concussions. It's the most spotlighted injury in sports and really in the world today. It affects everybody in sports and out. And I've really been propelled into this advocacy role because, you know, my career ended due to concussions. And at 33 years old, faced some memory issues that are concerning to myself and to my wife. And so I think the song had to be written. And so, you know, the fact that it's hit a nerve and is being spread to give people hope really makes me feel like this could be my purpose.
Ben, you are a national spokesperson. You're an advocate. You're even an author for brain health, brain injuries. How did that come about? Did the folks come to you, or did you go to them and say, "Hey, I can be here to help you"?
You know, that's a great question, and you'll be the first to hear this. I was talking with my wife this morning. And she reminded me of a time right after my final career-ending concussion where I was being pursued to do some advocacy work, and I said to her, "Man, I don't know if I can, you know, if I can handle, you know, spending my life trying to, you know, to educate and make people aware of this issue, an issue that, you know, ended my career, and it's very sensitive for me." But here we are, and the answer to that question is, you know, this is the one area in the last 3 or 4 years where I haven't had to do anything to pursue it. It just has come to me, and the doors have opened. And you know, as a faith based guy, I just kind of put one foot in front of the other and just trust that God is kind of just leading me where He wants me to go. And those doors just keep opening. And I've got to be honest, it's been refreshing for me, because it's really all about helping people that are suffering from brain disorder and disease, and if we can make a difference in a world where 1 in 6 are affected by that, then I think we're doing some good things.
He's Ben Utech, former Gopher, former Hastings Raider, former Colt, and the Super Bowl champion, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. How much did being the son of a minister, how much has that influenced your music?
Well, man, I mean, it's you know, you get two kind of pastors' kids. You get the faithful and you get the rebellious. I stayed true to home. My parents did an amazing job of just you know, bringing that ministry into the house, and so my sister and I were attracted to that at a very young age. And so to say that it's a part of everything is a true statement. The music is written from my heart, and faith is definitely a part of my heart. And you know, the other messages that are within the song, "You Will Always Be My Girls," is not only hope to cure brain disease, but also what does it mean to be a virtuous man today? What does it mean to be a committed and loyal husband? What does it mean to be a father that is truly committed to pouring, you know, himself into his family? I mean, so there's a lot of elements of that song that hit home for me and come from a place that I definitely took from my upbringing with my parents.